And here's what I think Assad would answer. Chris, you don't mind if I call you Chris? I hope you're comfortable in that overstuffed chair. I've had many secretaries of state sink in there before you. Kissinger liked to regale me with stories about his dates with Jill St. John. Such a ladies' man, that Henry. Baker was always snapping his notebook shut and telling me if I didn't accept his latest terms, he would leave Damascus and never come back. Ah, but they always come back, don't they, Chris? And so will you. You've been here 21 times already, and you've been to Mexico once. I'm glad to see you have your priorities right. Now, Chris, you told me a lot about the world outside Syria, but let me tell you about my neighborhood. Politics and passion may have yielded to the bond market in America, but not in the alleyways of Damascus. Here, tribal bonds, not corporate bonds, still rule the day. Here, the iron fist of the ruling tribe, not the hidden hand of the marketplace, still dominates politics. We're into olive trees here, Chris, not Lexuses. I come from a minority tribe in Syria, the Alawites. That means if I show any vulnerability, the Muslim majority here will skin me alive and leave my body as roadkill. I'm not just speaking metaphorically, Chris. Have you ever seen a man skinned alive? I think about that every morning, Chris, not about Amazon.com. I live in a real jungle, not the cyber version. That's why I may be poor, but I'm not weak. I can't afford to be weak, and my people don't want me to be weak. They appreciate the stability my iron fist brings. We have an Arabic proverb, better 100 years of tyranny than 1 day of anarchy. It's true we don't have, how do you call it, McDonald's here, and our per capita income is not as high as Israel's. But our currency is stable. Nobody is starving or sleeping on the sidewalks. Family ties are still strong, and we are not stampeded by your greedy electronic herd. We're in the slow world here, Chris, not the fast world. I can be patient. Do my people look impatient to you, Chris? Not at all. I won my last election by 99.7% of the vote, Chris. My aides came to me afterward and said, Mr. President, you won by 99.7% of the vote. It means that only 0.3% of the Syrian people didn't vote for you. What more could you ask for? And you know what I told him? Their names. Ha ha ha! No, Chris, I can afford to be patient. I will make peace with the Jews only in a way that establishes me as the one Arab leader who knows how to make peace with dignity, who does not grovel the way those lackeys Arafat and Sadat did. I won't be another Sadat. I intend to be better than Sadat. I intend to give the Israelis less and to get more. That is the only way I can protect myself from my own fundamentalist and domestic opponents and maintain the Arab leadership status that will always bring Syria money from someone. And if this means I have to use my proxies in Lebanon to make the Israelis bleed, no problem. It's a bad neighborhood, Chris, and the Israelis have gone soft. Too many of those kosher Big Macs, Chris. All these Israeli boys who come to fight in Lebanon carry their little cell phones with them so they can call their little Jewish mothers every night. Such good little boys. Do you think we don't notice that?